A young professional of color stands at the base of the corporate ladder, looking up. But here's what makes this climb different. While some colleagues see a gentle incline with clearly marked handholds, this climber sees a sheer rock face obscured by fog. The statistics tell a stark story. Black Americans hold just 3.3% of executive positions, despite making up 12.4% of the population. This isn't about working harder or being smarter. It's about recognizing that the game has different rules depending on who's playing. Errol L. Pierre scaled this mountain from the Bronx to the C-suite of major healthcare companies, and his journey reveals a fundamental truth. You need more than ambition and talent. You need a completely different playbook. Pierre held his third C-suite resignation letter, possessing the title, salary, and influence society promised would fulfill him, yet feeling hollow. Success required decisions harming others through layoffs, while his Bronx hometown ranked last in New York healthcare outcomes. Purpose must anchor your career before position does. Oprah interviewed dolls before building media empires. Damon John sewed wool hats before launching FUBU. These weren't hobbies. They were passion indicators containing seeds of future success. Pierre's mentoring passion stemmed from painful absences. Lacking a relationship with his older brother drove him to seek guidance and eventually mentor others. Passions often emerge from pain, transforming personal wounds into collective healing. Purpose-driven professionals are 64% more likely to find fulfillment and 50% more likely to become leaders. Create a purpose filter. Does this opportunity bring you closer to your passion? That high-paying 80-hour week role might prevent building the community program you've dreamed about. Pierre transformed missing his brother into mentoring young men of color, creating a network of 200-plus mentors reaching thousands. When you address community issues, you build coalitions, expanding your impact beyond individual achievement. Growing up Haitian American, Pierre experienced subtle stigma. Bank tellers avoided his family, and church members entered uninvited to leave food donations. He felt ashamed of his heritage and his father's accent, desperately seeking to assimilate. Everything changed at age 12 when a teacher introduced him to the Three Musketeers. Learning that Alexandre Dumas was of Haitian descent, his father, Thomas Alexandre, rose from slavery to become a top French general, instilled newfound pride. Discovering Haiti's successful revolution against Napoleon transformed his self-image completely. To harness identity-defining moments, Pierre recommends the Triple A method. Acknowledge the trauma through writing or conversation, accept the world's flaws without trying to fix everything alone, and ascend by using past experiences as fuel for success. His arrest experience built resilience that helped him become a COO. As Nigerian novelist Chinua Achebe noted, "Until the lions have their own historians, the history of the hunt will always glorify the hunter." Rather than waiting to discover your heritage by chance, actively seek it. When Pierre became COO at New York's largest health insurance company at 35, his immigrant parents feared his success might make him a token or scapegoat. Like Formula One racing, the driver gets glory, but without a pit crew, they won't finish the race. Build a personal board of directors. Executive coach, therapist, mentors, champions, and successful colleagues who navigate corporate pressures. Pierre advocates for therapy as essential preventative medicine for executives of color facing disproportionate stress. He waited until anxiety caused chest pain before seeking help. Don't make that mistake. An executive coach focuses on professional growth. Pierre's taught him, "I am not as good as my best day, but I am also not as bad as my worst day," helping detach self-worth from performance. Champions are larger-than-life figures who actively advocate for your advancement. After a board presentation, Donald L. Ashkenaze became Pierre's champion, publicly praising him despite Pierre's self-doubt. Champions differ from mentors. They don't just guide. They create opportunities and advocate behind closed doors. You'll likely have no more than three in your life. Pierre's were white, with significant age differences. He never learned why they risked their political capital, but you don't need to know why. embrace help, and take full advantage of opened doors. Most workplace racism operates through implicit bias rather than overt discrimination. When colleagues make stereotypical comments, they're often not intentionally racist, but the impact still matters. Use Pierre's three strikes approach. Let the first comment pass, document the second with detailed notes, and take action after the third. Email these notes to yourself for time-stamped records. In corporate settings, undocumented incidents didn't happen. After the third strike, prepare thoroughly before addressing bias. Keep leaders informed, document everything with HR, and send confirmation emails. Studies show 82% of Americans would quit due to bad management. When facing toxic bosses, you have three options: transfer internally, leave for another company, or quit if your mental health suffers. Code switching helps you fit in, but exacts psychological costs. Combat imposter syndrome by maintaining an accomplishments list for self-doubt moments. When workplace cliques form around powerful figures, identify someone in the in-crowd who can become your confidant and advocate, your eyes and ears in exclusive spaces. When Pierre was invited to see Barack Obama speak at NASDAQ headquarters, he discovered he was one of 10 black employees positioned in the back for optics while white executives sat in front. He sent his CEO a candid email expressing disappointment at being used as a diversity prop rather than valued for merit. Instead of facing repercussions, the CEO thanked him for his honesty and committed to improving diversity. This exchange strengthened their relationship and led to Pierre's promotion to manager, then chief of staff. Have the courage to speak your mind and stick to your values. Pierre was once told his Achilles heel in business is that you have a conscience, but he now sees truth-telling as his greatest strength. Never compromise your morals for your paycheck. When confronting his CEO, Pierre was four levels below in the hierarchy. His honesty could have easily derailed his career. Be pragmatic when raising concerns and prepare for resistance. Consider your plan B, as martyrs aren't celebrated in corporate settings. Public service offers invaluable leadership lessons. As Muhammad Ali said, "Service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth." Pierre's mentorship journey began at a 100 Black Men Gala when David C. Banks invited a few good brothers to get off the sidelines and mentor at Eagle Academy. Seeing nearly 300 black and brown boys in uniform chanting Invictus, a poem about maintaining dignity despite life's challenges, was transformative. Pierre developed a special bond with Japaris, who initially couldn't envision a future for himself. When Japaris was arrested after a fight, finding Pierre's business card in his wallet led to intervention that prevented a criminal record. Japaris turned his life around, improved his grades, and Pierre proudly helped him move into his college dorm. When you reach the top, consider how you want to be remembered. Executives of color serve as windows for employees of different backgrounds to understand corporate navigation, as mirrors for employees of color seeking growth, and as sliding doors for close mentees who see the real you. Your dreams should be big enough to make you feel unsteady. Those butterflies signal your dream is worth pursuing. The corporate world wasn't built with you in mind, but that doesn't mean you don't belong. It means you have the opportunity to rebuild it better. With changing demographics and more people of color reaching leadership positions, now is the perfect time to dream audaciously. The mountain is still steep, but you're not climbing alone anymore. Build your support system, stay true to your purpose, document everything, and remember, the success of many depends on your courage to keep climbing.